We have the Aggieville Business Association Director, Dennis Cook, in the studio. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon.
And also Trey Vernon with Manhattan Running Company. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
We love to promote this every year. It's the oldest running event here in the city of Manhattan, and happening again this weekend. And it's going to be a little different. You know, we never know what we're going to get weather-wise with it. And it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day, maybe a little warmer than we're used to.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, we've had everything from snow to now I guess we're going to have in the 90s. So, you know, we will have plenty of water, so that's not a problem. You know, stay hydrated. Make sure you hydrate the night before. But yeah, it's going to be a warm day.
So when do activities get rolling as far as the road races are concerned?
So the 2 mile is at 10 o'clock, and then followed by the 10K, the Marvin Hachmeister 10K at 10:45. And then obviously the parade at 1.
All right. Sounds good. Anything in particular we need to know about as far as any changes to the routes this year?
Well, we've got construction, obviously, in Aggieville. So instead of going straight down 12th Street, we're going to go west on Morrow. So it will start right in front of Kites. They're on Morrow. And we'll go west, and then we'll go into the park. So not too different. If you want to check out the maps at stpatsmhk.com, you can go to Race Info, click on the courses. The updated courses are on there. And otherwise, no, it's going to be pretty much the same as it has the last couple years.
You're getting good crowds out there each year, Dennis. I know when I get I love driving in the parade myself. I'm going to be out there driving in it again this year. Looking forward. I haven't been actually driving through this parade in a few years. But you get huge crowds out there, and now that you've got the construction pretty far along, there seems to be more places to park now, although it's a little bit tricky still.
Oh, tricky is exactly what it is. Yeah, because what we will have to do is there won't be any parking allowed on Little Morrow or on North Manhattan Avenue or the 2 blocks of Morrow. And then the 1100 block of Laramie is fenced off completely because they're getting ready to pour the concrete for the street, which would be great to get that open. But you can't park on either one of those blocks of Laramie, so it's going to be a little bit difficult. But we have the parking garage, we have other places, you know, across the street. You know, by the Beach Museum is a great place to park. So you know, and we always get a great crowd. We get a lot of people who just want to show up to see that parade, and we also have a lot of people who have run, and they need an hour break, so they're going to stand around and watch the parade too. So, it's a great deal.
What do the businesses get out of this the whole event? I know, you know, Aggieville does some different things throughout the year, and St. Patrick's Day is celebrated, you know, throughout the month of March. It seems like in Aggieville, but what does this event especially mean to that district?
Well, this is prime exposure for us. This is an opportunity for the city, for everybody with families, everybody to come down and spend some time in Aggieville. You know, businesses will be open, and but the big part is just the exposure and showing that we are a family area too. So it's a great event and a great time to get a lot of people down there.
And you get quite a few runners. I imagine you might get some, with the weather being what it is, you may get some last-minute signups.
Yeah, recently a lot of races it's been like, what happens to the weather? So with it being, you know, going to be warm, people won't be afraid that it's, you know, going to be cold or windy. So the last 2-3 days, we really usually get a big push. Right now we're just at under 700. My guess is hopefully we end up around 1,000, which would be a great crowd. So, yeah, there's still time to sign up, and packet pickup starts today at Manhattan Running Company. So even if you haven't signed up, you can just show up at the store. We can get you signed up right there.
Do you guys ever cap it as far as participants on something like this?
No, not this race. This one will take as many as it can come.
Very cool. All right. Again, happening this weekend on Saturday, the road races in the morning, the parade at 1 o'clock, correct? All right.
Yeah, and I really would encourage people to come down and see the parade. This year, it's been a long time, but we have the Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard, and which is, you know, the Fort Riley participation in this is tremendous. We've told everybody, you know, yes, it's a St. Patrick's Day, it's an Irish thing, but we're also celebrating America 250. Mm-hmm. And so we requested them, and they were happy to be there. And then we're excited to announce our grand marshal is Dr. Frank Trace, who is retiring after 33 years at K-State, and everybody knows Frank. So
yeah,
it's going to be great to have a chance to thank him publicly like that. And we have we're getting close to 40 entrants into the parade, and you know, and some of those entrances have got 15 cars, or you know, they're multiple things. So it's going to be a big parade.
It's really nice to see Frank getting all his dues this year, and I was really pleased to see that he's going to be the grand marshal of this parade. What a wonderful tribute and a nice send off, because you know, his career is just about wrapped up here.
Oh yeah, yeah, great guy. We were hoping to talk him into it, and I just happened to mention it, and I said, "Would you be interested?" He goes, "Yes, definitely. Put me in the car. I'm ready to go." So,
talk about a guy who's done so much for, I know, Aggieville, bringing the band into the Aggieville
huge
throughout the football season. So, wonderful news there. Again, happening this Saturday, we got the parade and the races happening. Big celebration, and you know, as you mentioned, there's places to park. The garage, obviously, that's a place you certainly can park. I think, and we've talked in past years, you can also park in the K-State lot across the street.
Right.
You encourage that as well. So, anything else we should know about?
No. Like I said, stay hydrated.
Yeah. And also, you know, the 10K is named after Marvin Haeschmeister, and he just turned 95, and he'll be there to run it himself. So wish him a happy birthday when you see him.
Absolutely. Yeah, always good to see Marvin out there. I'm glad that he's still participating all these years later. So good to know that. Dennis, Trey, good to see you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful event this weekend, and stay cool.
We're happy to see you in a car.
I'll be there for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.